Mini episode 842 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 842. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Fargo episode 3.7. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season's sixth episode. Number five, the IRS problem is gone in relatively anticlimactic fashion, if that was the end of the subplot. Varga didn't even really need to have the fake books for that plan, just Mimo as a convincing alleged lawyer. Unless this serves as another wrinkle in the unfolding story of how Varga has swallowed the parking lot company whole, which it very well may, it's hard to envision the purpose that this complication and quick resolution served. Number four, you wonder if Varga's going to have to reconsider pushing Psy outside of the company. Episode 3.6 pretty much featured peak Varga in terms of his powers, and even though he didn't feel very threatened by the challenge of covering up Ray's death, he's going to learn quickly how much more complicated everything is going to get. Murdering Psy is not going to be a great idea with the scrutiny growing, so keeping him inside the tent and under his thumb might be the best scenario going forward. Of course, this just reinforces our previous belief that Psy is going to be a very big wild card this season. Number three, Nikki's about to find out why Varga's thugs deliberately left her alive after the beating. She went on to dodge a second near miss at the CD motel, but she's about to learn that she lost her ne'er-do-well fiancé when he made the sad and inevitably poor decision to go retrieve the money that he left behind. So things are going to continue to get worse for her before they get better, but we now have an intriguing possibility looming. Since she's going to be the patsy for Ray's death, and Gloria and Winnie are going to be tasked with getting at the truth, Nikki's craftiness is going to add some firepower to what should be a formidable team of females. Number two, we get our first glimpse of the defining battle of the season, Gloria versus Varga, and the latter appears to be rattled by the fact that she has no online footprint either. This season's resident supervillain seems to derive his powers from his ability to live in the shadows, both in the real and online worlds. He always benefits from knowing about his opponents, while they know nothing about him. But now he knows nothing about Gloria, other than what he gleaned in his impromptu meeting with her, and he clearly sees that she is a formidable foe. There are a great many advantages that he has over her, not least of which being as worldly as he is, but their upcoming battles are going to be waged on her turf, which gives him even more reason to take her very seriously. Number one, if ever a show was going to do fratricide as farce, it would be Fargo. What an incredible twist to have Emmett kill his brother, albeit accidentally, in the midst of a prideful back and forth about the stamp, no less. Of course, characteristically, Emmett couldn't even muster an apology or any kind words at all, even as his brother was bleeding out on the floor, albeit given Ray's pettiness, if the shoe was on the other foot, he surely wouldn't have been more of an adult. At the risk of appearing to criticize others in the TV critic community, this episode proved why we prefer to wait and see a bit longer in the season before criticizing the direction of it. Season 3 has been held up in many quarters as something of a quote-unquote paint-by-numbers approach to storytelling, one that allegedly relies too heavily on the quote-unquote Fargo formula. Well, all Fargo seasons do have many degrees of commonality, but episode 3.6 shattered the notion of this season being in a cookie-cutter mold. Traditionally, the crime in the season premiere sets up the action for the rest of the season, but it's clear that this dynamic was a red herring this season. It's the killing of Ray, coming just past the halfway point of the season, that's going to be the defining crime of this third installment of the series. This development should perhaps serve as a reminder to all of us to be a little bit more humble when we think we know what is coming with this wonderful franchise. Thank you for tuning in to this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.